From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Christina Apathy, and here is a story that we're following. A man accused of murdering his wife aboard a cruise ship in Southeast Alaska waters could face the death penalty. KTOO's Tripp Krause finds that it's a long process, and it may be unlikely to end in the defendant's death.
In July, Christy Manzanares was found dead in the couple's cabin aboard the Emerald Princess. They were on an Alaska cruise celebrating their wedding anniversary. Kenneth Ray Manzanares is awaiting federal trial on first-degree murder charges, and the prosecution is considering whether it will seek the death penalty. Federal public defender Rich Kirtner has been with the District of Alaska office since 1992.
So somebody can be charged with murder in the first degree, but before the government would seek a death penalty at sentencing, they'd have to go through this process where the Department of Justice would have to authorize it.
Kirtner, who's also the board president of Alaskans Against the Death Penalty, says that process can take 2 to 3 months. The U.S. Attorney's Office investigates and makes the final decision. His office is representing Manzanares, so he couldn't speak about the case specifically, but he said the death penalty has been authorized in just a few Alaska cases since he became federal public defender here, but they were all resolved without the death penalty. As a state, Alaska has never had capital punishment available at criminal sentencing. You have to go back to the end of the territorial days under federal jurisdiction to find the last person executed. In the early 1990s, some lawmakers tried unsuccessfully to establish a state death penalty. Avril Lerman, then a civil attorney, was inspired to research the history of executions in the territory.
And over the years, I learned many things that helped inform my feeling about what had happened to the last man. And I did an oral history of the death penalty in Juneau. There were three executions in Juneau, 1939, 1948, and 1950.
When Lerman retired after practicing law in Alaska for more than 30 years, she devoted more time to researching. One thing that troubled her was the racial demographics of those executed.
The fact is that after 1902, all of the people who were executed in Alaska were either racial minorities or ethnic minorities.
Lerman says prejudice and the poor legal training on the part of the defense lawyers were mostly to blame. She says they just weren't very good at writing appeals. The last man executed in the territory was in Juneau in 1950. 7 years later, the territorial legislature banned capital punishment.
I think one of the things that suggests is that in small communities, there's a learning curve about the death penalty and what it feels like to have it and to implement it and to have it live in your town.
Fast forward to today, and the death penalty is again being considered for a case in Alaska. But if Alaska doesn't have the death penalty, how can the Manzanares case be eligible? The alleged murder happened in territorial waters, so it's under federal jurisdiction. And while Alaska doesn't have the death penalty, federal capital punishment is legal in all 50 states. If the alleged crime had happened while the ship was docked, the death penalty wouldn't be an issue, because the state would have jurisdiction. Since 1963, only three men have been executed under federal jurisdiction in the entire country. Timothy McVeigh, for example, was one of the three. He was convicted and sentenced for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. As of January 2017, there were 63 inmates on federal death row. They include white supremacist Dylan Roof and convicted Boston Marathon bomber Zhohar Tsarnaev. In Juneau, I'm Tripp J. Krause.
Kenneth Manzanares is being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau. His next hearing is scheduled for November 29th. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. You are listening to Public Radio.